Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Ruin of Angels by Max Gladstone, narrated by Cindy Kay. Chapter 1. Leigh built her sandcastle below the tideline. Kai warned her, of course. What else was an older sister for? When Leigh chose her spot and planted her flag, Kai said, "It will drown." That last word tugged at her, as if it left a hook in her lip. She almost apologized, but stopped herself. Drown was the right word. You couldn't avoid words just because they hurt. When Leigh sculpted the gap-toothed ramparts of her keep, like castles from the kind of Schwarzwald fairy tale picture books where kids got eaten, Kai said, "You see, that's the tideline up there, where the seaweed's drying." When Leigh carved a curtain wall with a bright blue trowel, packing wet sand between her palms, Kai said, "Your wall's too thin to keep the water out."
"It's not to keep the water out," Leigh said. "It's to keep out our enemies."
"You don't have enemies." Leigh shrugged and dug her moat. Mom wasn't there to help. Today was a mourning day. She'd gone with her sisters to Kai's father's grave to paint her face with ashes and sit naked, alone, until the tears came. She had grieved with her children, noble and sharp in mourning white, the day the bearers brought her husband home. She stood, chin out, brow high, eyes bright and black, impassive as a penitent on the outside. "Each body holds multitudes," the old song sang. As a mother, she helped her children mourn their shipwrecked father.